I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So Steve has got to make $200 in bail. He got arrested for some minor deal, but it was $200 to bail himself out. Steve in New Jersey, and he's 22 years old, and he said, I can do that. And he hands over the $200, and they said, well, then, Steve, you are free to go. But not for long.
They $200 for what now? What are you?
Some minor arrest.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
$200.
So he bailed himself. He gave him $200, two $100 bills, and he's out the door. But not for long. They had to reel Steve back in the next day. They brought him back in because one of the $100 bills that Steve handed over was legit. The other was a phony $100 bill. In fact, it had the word replica written on the front of the bill twice and was of poor paper quality. Why did the corrections officer accept that? Well, he said he was busy taking bail money at the time, wasn't really paying attention. It seemed like a legitimate thing, and so the next day, somebody...
He didn't do the little thing where he swipes it with the pen and holds it up to the light to see the watermark.
You would think you would do that on bail money. You would think you might want to do that.
Considering who you're dealing with.
But a county finance employee the next day started going over the bills and realized that this was a fake. So they went and they brought Steve back in this time for using fake money.
Let's see if you agree that the Topeka police should have apologized for this Father's Day tweet. They did on Monday. In a statement Monday, the department said the tweet that they sent out was sent by somebody on its social media team and meant to be lighthearted. Instead, they said it upset some people. The Father's Day tweet encouraged people to turn in dads with warrants. Does your child's father have a warrant? Is he carrying around any drugs? Has he been committing any crimes? Want to give him a Father's Day gift he'll never forget? Call to the Topeka Police Department, and we'll help your family make a memory that'll last a lifetime.
Best Father's Day ever.
Turn dad in on Father's Day. And I think it's kind of funny, but Monday morning yesterday they came out and apologized.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
These are just some of the real emergencies that authorities had to respond to out on Whidbey Island, beginning Sunday from the end of April. Beginning Sunday, April 28th, 10:53 p.m., Kimball Drive, 911 caller says, there's a woman outside swinging a belt around. Monday, April 29th.
If it was the belt to her robe, then I would have been interested.
Monday, April 29th, 5:27 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. 911 caller wants to know if anything's going to be done about the neighbors pounding on the walls. Tuesday, April 30th, 2:23 p.m., Izzet Street. 911 caller says, there's two guys at the school handing out Bibles. Tuesday, April 30th, 5:12 p.m., 4th Avenue. 911 caller says, I can't give you any other information, but I would like for you to spread the word that it is safe for everyone to leave their homes today. Thanks for the all clear. Tuesday, April 30th, 7:02 p.m., Barrington Drive. 911 caller says, honey, just let me talk to a detective.
I got a story for you. And most of it is based in reality.
And finally, Tuesday, April 30th, 5:12 p.m., Oak Harbor Movie Theater. 911 caller says, there's an older man sitting in the cinema with his pants down.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
What was the showing? Well, there was an awful showing, apparently. I don't know if it was the Avengers. I'm not sure what they were seeing there.